Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, precious family. Welcome to Winning Every Day Podcast, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you are, God has already gone ahead of you into this day. Today's topic is living with eternal perspective. And our Bible text is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, which says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." And I'll also read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." In a widely shared reflection inspired by Linda Ellis' poem, The Dash, a speaker at a funeral once pointed to the tombstone and said, "There's a date of birth on one side, there's a date of death on the other side, but what really matters is the dash in between. That small dash represents everything. How the person lived, what they loved, how they forgave, how they gave, and how they impacted eternity." Family, that message has echoed in many books, speeches, and articles over the years because it's simple, but deeply eternal. Can I ask you this morning, what will your dash represent? Are we living only for applause here or for approval there? Are we investing only in temporary gains or eternal rewards? Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 20, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Living with eternal perspective means we don't get trapped by temporary pressures. What is eternal perspective? Eternal perspective means you don't panic over temporary delays. You don't compromise for short-term comfort. You don't lose hope because you know this world is not the end of your story. When Paul wrote 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he said, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Did you catch that? He called affliction light and momentary, not because it felt small, but because he compared it to eternity. Maybe you're facing pressure right now. Maybe your prayers seem delayed. Maybe you're wondering, "God, how long?" Let me encourage you, what feels permanent is often temporary, and what seems invisible is often eternal. So how does eternal perspective changes you? 1. It changes how you handle pain. When you know eternity is real, you endure differently. Romans 8 verse 18 says, "The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." 2. It changes how you treat people. When you see others through eternity's lens, you forgive faster. You love deeper. You invest in souls. 3. It changes your priorities. Suddenly, prayer matters more than popularity. Character matters more than clout. Obedience matters more than opportunity. Let me ask you, if you knew Jesus is returning tomorrow, what would you change today? That's not to scare you. It's to align you. And here's your encouragement. God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. Every quiet act of faithfulness is recorded in heaven. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not waste your dash in Jesus' name, and you will not trade eternity for temporary applause. Every hidden sacrifice you have made for God will speak for you in due season in Jesus' name. The Lord is aligning your priorities, sharpening your focus, and strengthening your endurance for eternal impact. In Jesus' name, time for reflection. Take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, am I living mainly for now or for forever? What small decision today could have eternal impact? Who can I pray for, encourage, or forgive today? Actions for the day. Today, do one thing intentionally with eternity in mind. Share the gospel. Forgive someone. Spend time in prayer instead of scrolling. Sow into God's work. Encourage someone spiritually. Small eternal seeds grow into everlasting rewards. In conclusion, family, life is short, but eternity is long. Don't let temporary setbacks steal your eternal focus. Don't let earthly noise drown out heavenly purpose. You are not just passing through time. You are preparing for eternity. And remember this, when you live with eternal perspective, you win even when it doesn't look like it yet. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Say this with me boldly. I live with eternal perspective. My focus is on things above. I will not be distracted by temporary pressures. My life will count for eternity. My obedience will produce eternal rewards. I am building a legacy that outlives me. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for today's message. Thank you for reminding us that this world is not our final home. We ask that you help us to set our hearts on things above. Give us wisdom to invest our time, energy, and resources in what truly matters. Strengthen anyone facing temporary trials today. Remind them that glory is ahead. Align our priorities, purify our motives, and let our lives bring eternal impact. We commit this day into your hands. Order our steps. Use us for your glory. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone today. You never know whose eternity may be impacted by one simple share. Have a powerful, purposeful, eternity-focused day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday podcast.
Winning Everyday devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.